Today on Podpacka Update, we will reveal the winners of the 2022 Yuletide Trail Cookie Walk. Who made the best cookie this year? Find out in a moment. Also on this episode, we will reveal this month's movies for the new Podpacka Movie Club, and we will announce that what Podpacka has in store for the rest of 2022. Now let's get to the cookie walk results. This year, there were 20 cookies at the cookie walk, and Podpacka got 3 judges to taste all of the cookies and decide which was the best tasting and which cookie was the best decorated. Let's start with the best decorated cookie. In third place was Three Angels Bakery with their cupcake cookie. In second place was the Danes Hall with their snowflake cookie. And in first place is the Lost Arts. Good job to Jan Gray making these terrific cookies. Now on to the best tasting cookies in this year's Cookie Walk. In third place is the Lost Arts. Not only was this cookie well decorated, but it also tasted great. In second place is Little Fat Gretchen's with their molasses cookies. And in first place, winning bragging rights for the best cookie of 2022 Yuletide Trail is Northern Kitchen. These incredible peppermint hot cocoa cookies were made by Kendall Miskinis, and all the judges agreed that this was one of the best cookies they've ever had. Congratulations to everyone that placed in the top 3 out of one of the categories. Thank you to everyone who made cookies and the Wapaka Arts and Culture Network for making the Yuletide Trail event so much fun. Now, before we move on, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on Facebook so you know when Podpacka does cool stuff like judging cookies and talking with interesting people that all love being in our community. I happened to be one of the judges for the cookie walk, and we worked really hard because eating 20 cookies after walking all around town maybe wasn't the best idea, but we did it for you guys. So make sure to subscribe because we ate all those cookies. Now, for the rest of December, we have some great Podpacka episodes for you to enjoy. Next week, on December 13th, there will be a new Podpacka episode with Marge Ritt and Betty Stewart. These two know what the Wapaka and King area were like in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. You won't want to miss this great episode. And then on December 20th, it'll be our last episode before Christmas, and we'll be talking to the mayor of Wapaka, Brian Smith. He is going to reveal what projects the city of Wapaka will be working on in 2023, and he will reveal lots of news and information you probably haven't heard about, so make sure to look out for this episode on December 20th. And on the 27th, we'll have a special episode before the new calendar year, of course. And with all that out of the way, we can now end this episode with the Podpacka Movie Club. Here are this month's 2 movies for the Podpacka Movie Club. The first movie is Elf. We had to go with a Christmas movie since it's December. Elf is rated PG and is fun for the whole family. Buddy the Elf, played by Will Ferrell, falls into Santa's gift sack on Christmas Eve and is transported back to the North Pole, where he is raised by elves. As he keeps growing, he feels he doesn't belong and goes to New York City to find his real father, played by James Caan, who you may know from the Godfather movies. Now, we know most of you have probably seen this film. This is one of the most famous Christmas movies. So if you have and want to try something else Christmas, we also recommend National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation if you haven't seen that one. This movie is PG-13, but it is still a Christmas classic. Now, on to our second and final movie for this month. This film has been debated for years if it is really a Christmas movie or not. Either way, this film is one of the best action movies of all time. That's right, we are talking about Die Hard. NYPD cop John McClane, played by Bruce Willis, attends a Christmas party when suddenly the building he is in gets overtaken by terrorists. With little help from the police, wisecracking McClane sets out to single-handedly take down the bad guys and rescue the hostages. The main bad guy in this film is played by legendary actor Alan Rickman, who you may know as Professor Snape from the Harry Potter films. Die Hard is rated R for its action and language. These are this month's selections for the Podpacka Movie Club, Elf and Die Hard. Participate in the club by commenting on the YouTube video or on our Facebook or Instagram pages on what you thought of the films. We will discuss both Elf and Die Hard at the end of the month in a video that'll be on our YouTube channel. And in that video, we will also go over what people thought of the films from our comment section. So this is a great chance to make your voice heard and to watch movies you may have never seen before. You never know, these could be your new favorite films. Also, if you've seen these movies before, why not watch them again? Or if you watched them recently, just comment what you think of them. And maybe check out Christmas Vacation if you haven't seen it. And that'll be it for this episode of Podpacka Update. Make sure to check out our two new episodes later this month. From us at Podpacka, we hope you have a good holiday season. Thank you again for listening.